I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Okay, I've got three things to talk about today. So I'm Lee Blue, and there's been three things on my mind for this week. The first one is, what am I seeing in the web design landscape, especially with going into next year? What do I think next year is going to hold for us? So I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I'm observing that are happening right now in the web design marketplace. The second thing I want to get into is, what does it mean? Like who's going to get hit the hardest because of the changes that are taking place? And then the third thing is, what do you do about it? What is a way to reposition or maybe even pivot a little bit to make sure that you actually are able to do a great job in 2022 for yourself and for your clients? Okay, so that's the layout for right now. Let's jump into what I think I'm seeing in the marketplace. Have you seen what's going on like Fiverr and Upwork lately? Like, it is booming over on Fiverr and Upwork. Now, I don't mean that in the sense that there's a ton of people getting like high paying gigs from there. I mean that Fiverr itself is booming. Like, I was just looking, I haven't seen like the latest stats yet on their numbers or whatever, but the last time I looked, they were reporting a 100% year over year growth from, I think this was maybe second quarter 2021 compared to second quarter 2020, 100% growth. And not just in terms of the number of freelancers that are on the platform, but also in terms of the number of buyers, like, you know, business owners actually hiring people through the platform. Now, the average price of the project is still pretty low, like in like the $280 range or something like that. So they're not huge projects by any means, but it's showing us that there's a big change taking place within like the web design space. I mean, not everybody on Fiverr is a web designer, but it's just kind of a like a thermometer, so to speak, so you can kind of get a sense for what's going on in the economy. And what it's showing us is there's a ton more people doing the kind of stuff that we're doing, in the sense that there's small, like single person or a couple people type of businesses spinning up, like work from home, small web design firms, and they're out there trying to get leads. And they're reaching out to Fiverr and Upwork and those freelance communities, and it's booming. There's a ton more people out there doing that stuff, and there's more business owners looking at platforms like that for solutions, like for help with their web design and marketing. So that's what I'm seeing. Let me tell you what I think it means. The first thing that I think it means, which is actually kind of like the hard-hitting thing, is there's some people that are going to get floored by this, because there's like double or more the number of people out there looking for your clients. Like the same kind of people that you otherwise would be working with, now you gotta compete against double the number of people. And that's gonna cause some issues with lead generation. It's also gonna cause some issues with pricing, because what are you gonna say is the reason people should work with you instead of one of the other alternatives that they could find somewhere else, right? So what I think, the type of person I think is gonna get hit the hardest by the changes that are taking place right now, especially going into the next year, are the people out there offering sort of garden variety web design plans and packages. You know, like, I'll build you a 5-page website, or I'll do SEO, or I'll do social media management, or just garden variety skills, just kind of off the shelf kind of things. I think it's going to be really, really hard to attract leads and to differentiate yourself and to set yourself apart from the people that are over on Upwork and Fiverr, and because it's a global economy. It's not just in the United States. It's people all over the world out there competing for the same types of projects that you're looking for right now. And I think that if you don't do something about that to differentiate yourself, you're going to get slammed by this. Because how are you supposed to get clients when everyone else is doing the same thing that you're doing, if you're saying the same stuff that everybody else is saying? I think that's going to be a huge problem. I think it's going to be worse next year than ever before. I think it's one of those things that just keeps getting worse and worse. And the reason I say that is because there was a 100% year-over-year growth on Fiverr, like as of the second quarter of this year. And then the last time I read it, I think there was like an 80-some percent year-over-year growth. And then before that, it was like a 73% year growth. So what that means is, the further into the future that we're going, the more it's building. So it's like this, ascending tidal wave of change coming into this, into our specific space. And I think that's going to cause a big problem for people that continue to try to run their business like it was 5 years ago. I just don't think it's going to work. And I think you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to decide, do you want to pivot and do something different, with, especially with regard to your lead generation, your marketing, and your pricing? Or do you want to join a larger firm that does the marketing for you? Because I don't think it's realistic to think that you can just rely on referrals going forward, because that's not, you're not in control of your business that way. I remember years ago, one of my business mentors told me that if I wasn't in control of my leads, I wasn't in control of my business. And in fact, I probably didn't even have a business if I wasn't in control of my leads. And when I first heard it, it hit me really hard. It was one of those things that kind of just takes the wind out of you, you know, because you think to yourself, oh, I'm doing, I've learned a lot of great skills. I'm doing a lot of great stuff. I've even got some clients to show for it. But the truth is, you're not really building a bit. There's a big difference between building a business and doing work. And I didn't know the difference at the time. Like, I thought because I was doing work, that must have meant that I had a business, right? But it's not. And here's where the big difference is. Most people, especially when you first get started kind of launching a web design business, or if you want to go full time, like say you're working at an agency and you want to start up your own business, like most people kind of in that space assume that all they need to do is get clients and then they're building websites and making money and building a business. But you're not. You're just job hopping. You're basically, what you're doing is you're saying, hey, I've got skills, I've got availability, now hire me and I'll go do something for you. And the problem with that is the business, and you might even have a business name. You might say, oh yeah, I'm you know, XYZ design firm or whatever. And then people write checks to your business name. But the business isn't building any value. All the value is on you. Like, all the value is in your skills. So what that means is you're kind of giving yourself the short end of both sticks. You know what I mean by that? And this is a realization that I had that was so, you know, breathtaking, or just kind of a sock in the gut, which was, I wanted to start my own business because I wanted the freedom that comes with kind of, you know, being your own boss kind of a thing, working out of your house, like this is my house, you know, just working out of your house, doing your own thing, you know, charging the rates that you want. You know, it's like this lifestyle, freedom, wealth, like all of this wonderful stuff. And in order to, you know, pursue that stuff, you give up the stability of a consistent paycheck at a 9-to-5 job, right? Where you just show up and do work. And so you think to yourself, okay, it's a fair trade because, you know, the earning potential is so much higher running your own business, and I don't really like this job anyway, so it sounds cool. But you're giving up the stability of your paycheck, you're giving up health insurance, you're giving up like a 401k, you're giving up a retirement plan, like you're giving up a lot of stuff that I don't think a lot of people kind of go through when they're thinking about making this shift. But you're also planning to gain the freedom, the higher earning potential, the leadership potential, like, you know, all of the upsides of being your own business owner. But here's the rub. It's like most of the time people get the short end of both sticks, meaning that they give up all the stuff that they, that would be a benefit of a consistent 9-to-5 job, like the health insurance, the 401k, the, you know, the, all the other stuff that's built into the retirement plan, all that stuff. But you're not getting the upside of the self-employment thing either, because most of the time you're not getting the leads you want. You're not charging the rates you want. You're working more than you were before. So you don't have the freedom. You don't have the lifestyle. And then you think to yourself, well, okay, well, I've got this business, but you don't really have the business because there's no value in it. So you're not building up any kind of value in the business itself that you could then exit from, right? So like, say you want to retire at some point. It would be great if you could retire by saying, hey, let me sell you my business and here's the value that the business has. And so instead of like a 401k plan from your employer, you kind of build your own kind of retirement plan in the business itself. But most people don't have any value in the business. The value's on you. The value's your skills. So when you leave the business, you take your skills with you, which means you take the value with you, which means the business itself is just an empty shell. There's no real value there. And I think those people are the ones that are going to get hit the hardest going into the next year and moving forward, because the web design landscape has fundamentally shifted over the last year or two. And so, okay, what does that all mean then? Well, most of the time you have no offer, right? So like you just have availability. There's no consistent lead flow. There's just referrals. There's no measurable differentiator for why I should work with you instead of somebody else. There's just a portfolio so people can look at your work or whatever, but that's it. There's no target market, meaning that there's just a set of skills. Like, hey, I can do web design and branding and social media, and that's kind of all you got. There's no recurring revenue except for maybe hosting on the side or something. You know, maybe you charge $50 a month for hosting, but there's no like $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 a month hosting or marketing plans going on in the business or whatever. So there's really no recurring revenue. There's no growth strategy. You know, most of the time you're just there just trying to stay afloat. You're just trying to find somebody. You tend to rely really heavily on referrals, which basically means you have no marketing plan. You're just hoping someone else does the marketing for you. And that's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to them. And it's not consistent. It's not something that you can depend on. And there's no exit strategy like we were just talking about, meaning that what happens when you want to retire? You don't want to do it anymore. Like, are you just going to leave and not have any value in the business? Or do you have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars built up in, as value in the business itself that you could either sell or gradually exit from over time? Like, there's all kinds of exit strategies if your business actually has value. But that tends to be where most people land. Like, they don't have that stuff. And so what I think is actually going to be a big opportunity moving forward is to change that and to actually have a business with value. And there's a couple of things that you can do to get there. So a quick summary, the big thing that we were talking about, step number one, is there's a huge boom in the marketplace. And there's even some other stats. I've jotted down a couple other things too to mention. Like, for example, the buyers on places like Upwork is up 43% year over year. The project prices are up 23% year over year, but still the project prices, I think the average was $226 instead of $184. But what that means is the economy is ripe for people like us. Like, there's more opportunity now for people like us to help business owners than before. And that's good. The bad part is there's so many more people competing for your leads that if you don't have a marketing plan, you're not going to have leads. And if you don't have leads, just like we talked about, you don't have a business. So what do you do about it? Well, there's a couple of things. What I think you want to do is you want to build a solution. What I refer to this as a solution first agency, right? So most web designers have a solution last mentality. What I mean by solution last mentality is the first thing that happens is you get a referral from somewhere, right? So, and you probably don't really know too much about who the referral is or what they want you to do or what market they're coming from or any of that. You're just a friend or a past client or somebody sends someone your way. Okay, great. Well, now you got a lead. Thing number two, you now meet with them to figure out what they want. And so you have a discovery session and you start asking implementation style questions, meaning how many pages do you want? Who's going to write the content? Do you need e-commerce? Do you want a blog? Do you need a logo? You know, all of these implementation style things. And then you say, okay, I kind of have a general idea of what you want. And then step three is you come up with some kind of a package or a solution to do all that stuff. So that means you got the solution last. Now, here's the problem with that. If you don't have the solution until last, the only thing that you can do for marketing is market your skills and availability. That's it, right? And that's what everybody's doing. That's kind of why we are in the situation that we're in, is everyone is saying, I've got skills, I've got availability, please hire me. And you're just going to get lost in the noise. That's the problem with the solution last mentality. So what I'm thinking is the best idea, and we've actually got years of experience to, and really have proven this out through DoubleStack and everything else. The best approach is to flip that whole thing on its head and have a solution-first agency. Now, a solution-first agency is really the opposite of a solution-last agency because you have the solution first before you go and try to win any clients. But what that means is you can take the outcomes of your solution and wrap all of your marketing around that. So that means you have a much more compelling message for people, right? So you're not just talking about your skills and availability. You say, hey, look, I can do this thing for you. Like, you've taken the stuff that you know how to do, packaged it together into something that's useful, and then say, hey, who wants this useful thing? And I guarantee you that will win you vastly more. That'll get you more leads than you can handle on your own. You will have to hire people in order to make that, in order to be able to fulfill once you do that. And there's a secret principle behind the whole thing. Now, I'll tell you the secret. It's not really a secret. I mean, it can just be between you and me. Okay, so the secret is this concept called the triangle of value. And it's like T-O-V. It's like a, you know, like a, how can I do a triangle here? That's a square. Here we go, triangle. You know, so it's a three-point system. And once you have the three points, there we go. How about that? Is that a good triangle? I don't know how to do a triangle with my hands effectively. But it's a three-point system where if you have all three things, you have a business that can hold value. And it's a fundamentally different approach from the solution last mentality. Here's what the triangle of value stands for. The T stands for the target market. So you have to know who it is that you're trying to work with. The O is the outcome, which is what measurable, specific thing does your target market want? And the V is for viability, meaning how likely is it that you can actually create the outcome? You see what I mean? And when you bundle those three things together, that by definition, and by the way that I'm defining this, is a solution-first agency. Like if you have that triangle of value figured out, that holds the value of that solution. Because you know who it's for, you know what they want, and you know how to do it. And that is fundamentally different from saying, I've got skills and availability. And I think you can see, right? Like, don't you see that how that changes the game entirely? So like if you come out there and you say, I know what you want, I know who I'm doing this for, I know how to accomplish this. I mean, can't you see how that's drastically different than just like posting a profile on Upwork or just waiting for a referral or just saying, hey, I've got skills and availability. That's the biggest difference. So once you have the triangle of value figured out, on top of that, you build your solution first agencies, and then you wrap your marketing all around the outcome of your solution, and you know exactly what to say, and you know exactly who to say it to, and it fundamentally will change the way that you run your business. And now you'll flip all the negative things that we just talked about on its head. It's like you've got a business with value, you've got an exit strategy, you've got a marketing plan, you've got recurring revenue coming in because you've got monthly retainers, you know, like monthly marketing plans are going on for like thousands of dollars per month, you know, not just $50 for hosting, but like thousands of dollars per month going on. So it's a drastically different approach. And I think that going into the future, like especially, you know, just going into 2022, if you go into it with that mentality, the solution first concept, I think you're going to crush it. I mean, I think that's the wave of the future. I think that's where you want to be in order to not only do a great job for yourself, but also come out and really do a great job for your clients as well. Because they need solutions. Like so many people, like one of the big other shifts that's kind of going on behind the scenes is everybody wants this hybrid business. You know, whether it's accountants or restaurants or doctors or anybody, it's like they want to be able to see people in person like normal, but they also need to have some sort of a virtual presence as well. And they're going to need some solutions for that. They're going to need people to know how to do stuff like that, right? So that's the concept of having a solution-first mentality and a solution-first agency. And, you know, so I've put together a course to walk you step-by-step through how to do it. And it doesn't take too long. It'll take you a couple of weeks. So you can't just snap your fingers and boom, have it overnight. But you're going to have to pick a target market. I'll show you how to research into that market so you can figure out what are some things that people need in that space. And then we'll look at your skill set and be like, I can do some of that stuff. And we'll kind of carve out your unique space, you know, like your competitive advantage so that you kind of bundle together all of your stuff that you do the best, wrap that around the outcome that it creates for people. And that'll help you figure out what to say on your website, how to price the solution, how to present the offer to people. And this could be a new thing for a lot of people. Most people haven't really presented an offer, made a pitch other than, hey, I've got skills, I've got availability, please hire me. You know, that tends to be the pitch for most people when you kind of boil it all down. But we're talking about right now is something where it's totally different. It's like, hey, let me help you get this solution that I know how to deliver for you. And then of course, we'll talk about how to generate leads, and you can get more leads than you can handle without having to buy ads when you approach it from this perspective. Because you know who you're talking to, you know what they want, you know how to give it to them. Very, very different situation than just trying to like cold call or cold email people with free site audits or something like that, right? So that's the concept of a solution first agency. I definitely think that's the wave of the economy and the future, especially going into 2022. And if you want some help kind of pulling all that together, let me know and we can do it together. So solution first agency is a course within DoubleStack that you can have access to. But in addition to that, you and I work on it together. Now, I can't promise that I can invite everyone into the course all at once because I can only work with like 15 or 20 people at a time. But if you're interested in this, Head over to doublestack.net/call and my calendar will pop up and you can pick a time for us to talk. And we'll just take about 45 minutes and just talk about it. You know, just to see, does this sound like the kind of thing that you want to do? You know, what skills do you need to be able to get there? You know, just, you know, what does your current site look like? What are your current clients like? You know, all of that stuff. And then if it looks like you want to go take the next step and actually build a solution first agency with me, we can talk about what that looks like too. If it doesn't seem like a good fit, that's fine as well. But head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar, pick a time, and then we'll get on Zoom and we'll do a video conference and, you know, figure out what's going to be the best way to position your business for next year. All right, guys. Awesome talking to you. Looking forward. Got a lot of cool stuff planned for next year as well, especially even for this group. So a lot of cool stuff coming. So looking forward to talking to you. Go over to doublestack.net/call. You'll find a spot on my calendar. And all right, I'll see you next week.